This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Evolutionary changes are not revolutionary changes. This is how Illinois Farm Bureau Director of National Legislation and Policy Development, Adam Nielsen, describes one of the big agriculture stories of 2018. He's talking about the new farm bill.
Programs that they're used to are still going to be around, but I think there's going to be some improvements. They left crop insurance alone, which is, what we had been hoping for from the very beginning. The conservation programs will look very similar to what they have in the past. We're going to have permanent funding for market assistance and foreign market development, which is good. Livestock producers will see a vaccine bank for foot and mouth disease, which is, when you think about some of the diseases that are out there, not on our shores, fortunately, that is always a threat, and the United States will be prepared. So this farm bill has got a little bit for everybody, it took a long time to get there, but maybe it was well worth the wait.
Nielsen says conservation programs will also look very similar as to what they have in the past. A multi-year project examining ways to curb nutrient runoff from Illinois farm fields shows the use of cover crops on a widespread basis can have an impact. Catherine O'Reilly with Illinois State University's Department of Geography, Geology, and the Environment serves on the research team and sums up some of the results.
After a couple of years, there's actually been very large reductions in nutrient loss. In fact, we're kind of intimidated, a little scared, a little nervous, because the findings sort of suggest that if you are only cover cropping your water, 60% of your watershed, and that's all you're doing, you're not changing anything else, you're getting reductions of like almost 50% in your nitrogen loss.
O'Reilly's research group works with farmers in two watersheds. They had cover crop seed drop by the air into central Illinois corn and soybean fields in late August and early September. The cover crop seed germinates and soaks up excess nutrients on farmland and more.
This is just one thing that we're doing, and it's an adjustment in terms of thinking about adding a new aspect into the farm on the annual basis, but just doing this is going to have a lot of different benefits. Improves your soil, reduces weeds, improves soil retention, and improves nutrient retention. And really, that's only making one change and with a lot of gains.
O'Reilly says the large-scale cover cropping research funded by Checkoff on fertilizer shows promise. The next step is to conduct an economic analysis to see if benefits outweigh the added costs for farmers. Food pantries in eastern Iowa and western Illinois are being flooded with milk donations under a federal program to buy and distribute nearly $50 million in dairy products to compensate farmers hurt by trade tariffs. Riverbend Food Bank CEO Mike Miller tells the Quad City Times that about 80,000 half gallons of milk will be distributed to food pantries across the Quad City region through March. The spike in donations comes from a USDA program to help dairy farmers caught in the middle of President Trump's trade disputes with Mexico, China, and Canada. Tariffs have cost the American dairy farmers more than $1 billion since May. Miller says the USDA program is helpful but challenging because milk has limited shelf life and the program lacks distribution volunteers. Just last week, I caught up with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. Here, Don and I talk about the Midwest Truck and Trailer Show happening at the Peoria Civic Center a little over a month from now.
The Midwest Truck and Trailer Show starts Friday and Saturday, February 1st and 2nd at the Peoria Civic Center in Peoria. Hours are, hours run 8 to 5 on Friday and 8 to 4 on Saturday. The show is free. It doesn't cost you anything. There's tickets available all over the place.
We have some here at the station.
You can go get him here at the station. You can go online to MidwestTruckShow.com. There's tickets there. There's postcards out. There will be postcards out. Plenty of places to get them. You know, if you don't have a ticket, you can get one when you get there. Quite simple, just show up and enjoy the show. You know, we have a couple hundred exhibitors, everything from the newest in trucks, trailers, equipment, supplies, doodads, knickknacks, you name it, that you need if you operate a truck, and it's there. You don't have to be a trucking company. If you own a truck in your farming operation, if you own a truck in your construction company, you want to see the latest equipment and see what's going on, it's there. And it's a great opportunity because it's the first, what we call the first big truck show of the season. We get exhibitors from all across the country. And it fills up the Civic Center. It's free. So I think, there's a great opportunity for people to learn as much as they can. If they want to register, this goes in conjunction with our annual convention of the Midwest Truckers Association. The convention starts the prior day on the 31st. If they want to register, there's a ton of meetings. There is, you should hear from all the industry experts. We have people there from Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, Illinois State Police, Illinois Department of Revenue, Illinois Secretary of State, Illinois Commerce Commission. State Police are doing, they do mock roadside inspections. If you have a legal issue, there's tons of legal sessions. And it all basically is set up to help the truck operator to stay in touch with all the regulations, plus give them some tips and ideas on how to make a buck and how to survive in this economy.
And next to the railroad, trucking is the next biggest industry moving our goods.
It is right now. I mean, we basically say 87% of the goods, everything you wear, eat, whatever, is moved at one time or another by truck. So. And that's a microcosm of the American economy. So it plays a big part of it. And the convention and the truck show are an opportunity for people to get together and talk issues and talk trucking.
And that was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. And to get your tickets to the Midwest Truck and Trailer Show on February 1st and 2nd at the Peoria Civic Center, you can go online to www.MidwestTruckShow.com, or you can pick some up here at the radio station between Litchfield and Hillsboro on Route 16. And without the ticket, it costs $5 at the show entrance, but with a ticket, you get a free admission for one day of the Midwest Truck and Trailer Show. For this Wednesday morning, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.